أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا وصرفنا فيه من الوعيد لعلهم يتقون أو يحدث له ذكرا فتعالى الله الملك الحق ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه وقل رب زدني علما صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some aspects of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about shafaat and intercession that would only be acceptable, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some of His qualities, the greatness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one very great mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon mankind. And that mercy is the wahi and the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon mankind. Here specifically Allah ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an Kareem. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. Certainly we revealed it, the Qur'an, in the language of Arabic. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the Qur'an to be in Arabic most naturally and most certainly because our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Arab. Secondly, it is the language of the Qabr. Thirdly, it will be the language of Jannat. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here clarifies that this is the purest of all languages, most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Particular mention here is made Arabiya, that the Qur'an Kareem is revealed in Arabic, because the very first recipients, the very first people who received this Qur'an were people who were well versed in the language of Arabic. They understood this Qur'an, they understood the words of the Qur'an Kareem, they understood the message of the Qur'an Kareem. وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we continuously send in this Qur'an Kareem warnings. One is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have warned us once or twice. But when we look at the ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, there is a recurring warning if we do not become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A recurring warning if we become neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recur and continuously send down these warnings. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. So that man may fear Allah, man may become abstinent, man may become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very important aspect of the Qur'an Kareem, that it is supposed to instill this quality of taqwa. Secondly, Allah says, O yuhdithu lahum dhikra, so that this Qur'an may create within a person in their hearts that they accept the dhikr, they accept the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, simply meaning that we take heed and we reflect on the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with His qualities of greatness. Allah says, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high, most high in His position. Thereafter Allah says, الْمَلِكُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true king. Allah is the king of kings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a king that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints kings. Allah appoints rulers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dismisses rulers in the world. Where are the Firauns and the Hamans and the Qaruns and the Namruts of this world? They were one time kings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disposed of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced them. So one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is Malik, Allah is the King, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the King of all kings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints rulers as and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. Al-Haq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate truth. In other words, there is only one truth, and the ultimate truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, the path of Allah, every other path is the path of batil. In the next part of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيْ يُقْضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُ. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to become very, very anxious when the revelation of an ayah was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam would come with an ayah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to carry out two tasks. One was Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to learn the Qur'an Kareem on the one hand. He was trying to repeat the ayat And secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was trying to listen to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. That was in the initial stages of the wahi. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah of the Quran, لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not hasten with regards to the Quran, do not move your lips, hastening with regards to the Qur'an Kareem, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself took the responsibility to put the Qur'an into the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Similarly here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ, do not hasten with regards to the Qur'an, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيْ يُقَضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُ, before its revelation had been completed. In other words, wait, listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the Qur'an into your heart, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat concludes, giving Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam a very, very important instruction. Allah says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O my Lord, O my Rabb, زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, increase me in knowledge. All the ulama agreed to the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most knowledgeable human that had ever been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Neither before him, neither after him would anyone have more knowledge than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But despite that fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make this dua, Rabbi zidni ilma, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told to make the dua. There in Surah Alam Nashra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam Nashrah laka sadrak, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did we not expand for you your bosom? So on the one hand, the expansion of the breast of Nabi alayhi salam had come from Allah, but despite the fact Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told to make this dua, so this dua also we should be making. But the important aspect is this, that when we look at the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Quran, Allah is speaking about wahi. So when we say قُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا and we make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will pertain to the knowledge of the Qur'an, it will pertain to the knowledge of the hadith, it will pertain to the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.